Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
I think we are going live. I'm not sure what the heck was going on earlier, but this is Deanna. It is Saturday, April 18th, 2015. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, broadcasting from the sunny Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. The websites that I am affiliated with are Spingola.com, where you can see links for the program. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left. I'm also affiliated with ScreeningSandyHook.com, where you can get information about my most recent book, Screening Sandy Hook, Causes and Consequences, and SpingolaSpeaks.net, which is the site that one of our listeners created and maintains. I also have blogtalkradio.com/Deanna2, the numeral 2, at which one may make comments for programs conducted there after they hit the archives. This site and the others that I have mentioned are the only sites to which I am affiliated. During the program, email any questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the third hour at 800 313-94-43. Alrighty, from my friend Jim, and I'm sorry I'm so behind in my email. Since April 9th, I get about 200 to 300 emails a day that are all obviously garbage, telling me that do I need a casket to get ready? Do I need to prepare for my heart attack? That I need to have Viagra? That I need to have? They're just a bunch of garbage, and it takes me a long time to get rid of these emails. And no sooner do I ban the addresses that those emails are associated with, but then I get, with the next download of email, I get another 200 to 300. So if I have not answered, an email that you have sent to me, I am very sorry. I apologize for that. But let me just read you for, what Jim said. Or actually, he was quoting someone. Okay, there will be, in the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak. Producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing, or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution, unquote. And this is Aldous Huxley from the Tavistock Group that said that. He delivered that among his other words at the California Medical School in 1961. Now, my latest book is really about what I just told you, pharmacological methods, and that's what Sandy Hook is about. Okay, another quote that Jim sent me. The men the American people admire most extravagantly are the greatest liars. The men they detest most violently are those who try to tell them the truth. H.L. Mencken said that. And so thank you, Jim, for sending those. Now, this is a little instruction from freerangehumans.net on how to avoid illegal stingray tracking by police from who I said, freerangehumans.net. The following information protects you from the new stingray technology used by police to intercept and illegally monitor your cell phone signal. It works. Okay, type this on your phone keypad. *#*#4636#, *#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*#*# WCDMA preferred to WCDMA only. I will put this in the chat room in case you missed that. All right, our guest today, and I'm sorry we're late getting started, Victor, but the guest today is Victor Fletcher, and he runs the TorontoNews.com. Victor, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dana. I'm glad to hear you.
I was wondering what the heck was going on. Usually they call me a minute before the program begins, and everything goes off really well, and I kept waiting and waiting. And anyway, we're on. And so
they called me twice, so I'm here. Anyway, I like that quote of yours about the lies. I guess that's really come
indeed.
In.
Lies.
I started the Toronto
and
Street News.
More lies. All righty. You live in, you don't need to specifically say, well, you must be close to Toronto, right?
Yeah, close to it.
Okay. And you have had some interesting experiences, judging from what I have read via email and at your website. And so give us a little bit about your background.
Well, I used to do election material. I was in the graphic arts, and I did.
You're kind of fading out. Talk more into the phone.
Oh, sorry. I was in the graphic design and computer photo typesetting, and I got a reputation for politicians to do their election material. So consequently, I was rubbing elbows with more and more important people as time went by. The leader of the opposition of Canada and the provincial premier here in Ontario and so forth. But I guess I was I knew too much about these things, and I started to turn out the my own newspaper because I couldn't stand the lies and racket that they were producing. So along the way, across just for one incident. First off, I want to say the first things that happened, and then I'll go into why these things happened.
Okay.
So the first things that happened, I had a two-year period where my car was blown up and burnt. It exploded, just like in the movies. It almost got me, missed me by 30 seconds, and blew up my concrete garage in the back of the house. And my tenant said, "Victor, the garage is on fire." So this is just at dawn. I ran out to the garage, and the outside window, the old window frame, was on fire. But I ran right in the open door, and there was just a real thick smoke. So I thought, in panic, I'll go around to the back and open up the big door and get this fire out. But the moment I went to the side, the car blew up, and the flame shot out, 10 feet horizontal flame, like a giant blowtorch the size of the door. And that scared me pretty good. I ran to the next door neighbors, hid behind their door. I don't know what else was going to go.
When did this happen, Victor?
This is like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And of course, the phone lines were cut as well. So it wasn't just a random thing. This was all these fires were highly organized, professional jobs, you might say, professional torch guys. Then my salesman got burned out on Christmas Eve 2 years ago. They shut off the fire hydrant across the street first. My webmaster to be, because we're a tabloid, I've been printing since 1999. But I had a fellow who wanted to help me with the website, and up in Newmarket, Ontario, and he went shopping on a Saturday afternoon, and he comes home, the house is on fire. The fire marshals, the police, and insurance investigators, they all put the ribbons around the place, crime scene and all that stuff, and held each of these properties for 2 days for an extended investigation.
And, wow. Okay, Victor, I'm sorry, but we are going to a 3-minute break. We will go right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case, and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Deanna. Our guest today is Victor Fletcher, and he runs the Toronto's News.
Toronto Street News. We call it Street News.
Street News. Okay, there's the ST in. Okay. Yeah. TorontoStNews.com. Okay. Pay attention to those details.
Yeah.
TorontoStreetNews.com. Okay.
Yes, well, So the fire marshals and all that stuff, they never found a reason for any of the fires. And that was three of them. And, I was, working with, Finnish and Estonian, people in Toronto, the House of Finland, where, we had our office for many years. And, my last guy, on January 31st, the fourth arson attack was a former CIA contractor and informant who I worked with, realizing that he was brought up, trained to always fight communism, and until he realized at a certain point, well, how many billions does the Bush family have to have? So. He kind of got turned off by a lot of things that way, so on January 31st, him and his girlfriend burnt to death.
Of what year?
This year, January 31st this year.
Oh, really? What? So under what circumstances?
Well, I don't know. He was one time because he couldn't reveal himself to anybody, being as a CIA informant. He was involved in, there was a military coup that was going to happen in Santo Domingo, and with a number of other people in Toronto and elsewhere, and they got on the boat to go, and they were all arrested. Well, no doubt Arnie had informed on them, and they got caught. But he could never say anything like that while he was alive, and he won't have to worry about that now.
Wow.
But it was so. Anyway, the reason I have to be careful what I say on radio, because we don't have free speech in Canada at all. And I don't know if you know about David Icke. You know his name, I'm sure.
Sure.
He was sued for writing his book, Children of the Matrix, in Canada here, referenced an event in Montreal when he was being harassed by the Zionists. And they were trying to subpoena him to come to Canada, and they were going to fine him $1 million and put him in jail. So in February this year, he paid them off. He had to pay them off. I don't know what the amount was, but
now who did he pay off? The Canadian government, or
a Zionist by the name of Warman. And this Warman used to be on the human rights bodies in Canada, and they would penalize anybody to put a comment on their website, and so he wasn't getting that. He was harassing a lot of people that way, but it wasn't good enough for him. So he became independent, and he started putting racist comments on the sites himself, in order to trap the person that didn't moderate them and take them off.
Oh, you mean he played the victim role?
Yeah.
Like they paint swastikas on their college room doors and say, oh, look what's happened to me, when in fact they did it themselves. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. So this is you got it.
how did Warman go, and that's Warman?
Warman, yeah.
Okay, now how did he happen to go after David Icke? Because, I mean,
I have a copy of the book, but a friend of mine has it, and I haven't read it, but it was called a book called Children of the Matrix. And it was some comment that he made about being harassed by Zionists in Montreal, as I understand it.
And that cost him $1 million?
Well, I don't think he paid $1 million. They settled for less, probably, but I have no idea. But I worked with the woman that was going to be the lawyer, the witness, to defend him here, So we're all ready to go to court. I wanted to see him in person and all this stuff, of course. But it didn't turn out that way. He settled without coming to Canada. I don't blame him for not coming. He's afraid to come here. I don't blame him. No, I have other associates that are activists from out west, and the RCMP, like the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, they would come and take all of us. Computers and his guns, and cause he lives in a rural area.
Who's that, Arthur?
Arthur. Yeah.
Okay.
And they took Arthur's guns and told him he couldn't be on the net anymore.
Okay. We are going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Today is Victor Fletcher, that's F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, and he runs the TorontoStreetNews.com, and that's TorontoStNEWS.com. Alrighty, please pick up from where you left off. This is fascinating.
So at least I mean, there's a number of people. There's Arthur Topham, and there's a number of other people have been harassed by this system of planting false lies and stuff onto people, entrapment. And the laws are so tight here that Arthur is not even allowed to mention mention Mormon's name. There's a court order against me even mentioning his name.
Yes, I have had Arthur on my program before, and given his current legal issues, I'm afraid to have him on. I don't want to get him in trouble.
Right, right.
Or jeopardize his safety.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying it. So we have quite the laws here, and they just passed they're about to pass another law here called C-51. It's like your NDAA in the States, where, mm-hmm. where anybody can be picked up. The fellow on was on the national broadcast here about CSIS, our Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS as it's called, a lawyer was on and said if they pass this law, it'll be legal for anyone, for the police to come and point a gun at your head and threaten your wife, stop you from getting on an airplane, mess around with your bank account. And we know that they already, the reason why they're bringing this in is because they already do this. They're just going to legalize what the terrible practices that they already carry out now. They also have, I've been following this for years now. Another one is the CSIS, these activists, like at the time of, you know, we had Occupy programs going on here in Canada as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the CSIS will send their people over to try and seduce the wives of activists. You know, it sounds kind of amazing, but they do. And including a woman, Claudia, they were coming on to her, and I don't know if she thought they were great guys, and maybe she did have sex with one or two. Finally, she saw the picture, and she said, she finally declared, I'm a lesbian. So guess what they did? They sent a lesbian around. Parked in front of her house for 3 or 4 hours at a time. Incredible what goes on. So
wow.
I've seen this from, you know, like I said, from a long time observation of, you know, I'm 70 years old now, and I've seen them all. It's incredible. And then I got over the years, I mean, besides the fires, that was just one item that happened. The other one, of course, was three times they tried to get me with a red mini. Twice on the highway, they the first time they spun a red mini, like a highly maneuverable, but it would be a driverless vehicle. Everybody says, "Oh, Victor, no such thing as driverless vehicles." Well, they sure report them now. They sure as heck have them, and they can control other vehicles on the highway, or
wow.
can be controlled, and they. I was on a six-lane wide highway, and I had to. I was in the second lane, and I had to get over to the right lane to make an exit. And I'm looking at my mirror and out the right window, and my passenger says, "Oh my God!" Just then, there was a red mini with a white top passed us at very high speed on the right, and then they spun the car right in front of me, and it just missed me. My car filled with the smell of burning rubber, and the sand hit the car. It was in the wintertime. Now I was going 65 miles an hour at the time, and all the other traffic on the highway stopped seeing this crazy vehicle careening around.
There's a picture on your website.
Yeah.
I just posted it in the chat room. The car is white.
That was a new Chev Impala. You wouldn't tell about that.
And this was burnt. Now, what I'm noticing here is that the door handles are gone.
Oh,
that there's rust.
No.
The windows are broken out. There's rust on top. What is the deal there?
Well, the fireman when it happened, the fireman broke the they popped the trunk open. And so forth, but they anything that was like broken like that, that's what they did.
That is what happened when the red mini.
No. This is on the highway. This is
okay.
Like this is separate from the damn fires. This was on the highway, they had missed me, and my helpers. She said, "Victor, you got to come up and have a cup of coffee." A cup of tea. I got to calm down after that near miss. So I go up and you know. So it was almost at her exit anyway. So I'm there a few minutes later, And I have another informant phoned me, and I'm talking to her, and suddenly they knocked my phone out of commission. My phone, they burnt my phone, fried my phone in my hand right there. So
okay, now this car, I'm just fascinated. Now this car, the picture of which I'm looking at,
right.
This was the one that was involved on the highway?
No, this was another one. the other car, I had another older car.
Okay, so tell me about what happened to this car. What happened to this car?
This one?
Yeah, the white car that has the rust on it.
This is the one. I know it doesn't look like much of a car, but it was 6 months old, only 6 months old, and it was parked in a concrete garage behind the house.
Okay, so this was in a garage behind the house.
Yep.
And this is what happened to it.
So when finally the insurance company wouldn't let me, and police, when the fire marshal wouldn't let me get it removed for about a month, they come around and investigate and, you know, do all the checks and stuff. It took a long time. So finally, when they pulled it out of the garage, I got, you know, tons of pictures. When I pulled it out of the garage, I got a picture of it, you know, out by itself. You know.
So, did they use water to put the fire out?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it was on the news that night, but they never asked me any follow up questions about it.
They didn't ask you what happened or.
Well, the police did. They came in and asked me. And they said, "Do you have fire insurance on your contents in the house?" And I guess to make sure I wasn't trying to do an arson fire on myself.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "No, I don't have insurance on the contents at all." And so then they said, "Well, they were pretty sure that it was arson, all right." And they said, "Well, do you have any enemies?" So when I told them the former premier of Ontario, well, then they got scared and backed off. They wouldn't ask any more questions.
Now, did the fire department respond? They put out the fire.
The fire marshals. No, they did. Well, they said, it was a cigarette butt.
Well, did they just let the garage burn? Did they just let the car?
It actually had to be destroyed. Like it was a rented house, and they had to demolish the whole thing. It was completely burnt. It was quite scary.
Now, did you see anybody in the yard at all?
Later, because the people sell a paper on the street, the homeless and so on, I have quite a network of people on the street to inform on my behalf to me. And I got a hold of a psychic told me I'd find out that particular one. So after many months later, I know an ex-Marine in Canada who used to visit the house, and they know people on the street and so forth. We're talking real mob connections here. So this guy came in, and he actually came to me one day, and he was an associate of one of my homeless people. They weren't homeless, but they sell a paper on the street, and he came in and he said to me, I guess I was pretty naive about this. He said, you're such a nice guy, Victor. So I didn't know what that was supposed to mean. Well, it turns out that he claimed that he's the one. He told this other guy, the Marine, he's the one that burnt the house, because he wanted to get even with the other guy selling the papers on the street. Well, an awful lot of work was involved to, in order to burn my car and not the fellow who was not the tenant in the house. So why would you go to all that trouble to burn the car give him a hard time and not me? So I know it's not a matter of who did it, but who ordered it. And who ordered it, of course. Now we're getting to the point of all these attacks. Well, yeah, so I'll try and finish the thing about the car on the road. So a few months later, I'm on the road, the same spot on the highway, again with my friend, my helper, and I said, there's that red Mini in front of us, with a red white top. I said, let me catch up to him. And she says, no, I'm afraid to. Just then, a white van following along close behind it suddenly swerved right over in front of me and forced me off the road. I had to pull over real quick and jam on the brakes. So that was the second time. The third time with the red Mini was I was on foot this time, and they followed me into my bank, and I thought, oh, what is? So now I'm really watching, paranoid about red Minis. So I'm going to the front of the bank, and parking for about three cars in the back, and the car comes, the vehicle is just at dusk. I couldn't see the driver. And I thought, wow, red Mini, I got to see where this guy goes. Well, I turned around and he took right off. He took off. He didn't stay in the parking lot or who or whatever it was. So that was the third time with the red Mini in two or three months.
Hmm.
So.
And what were you covering?
Well, okay. So that's where we get to the point of. Point of what I was talking about. So I ran stories on Nelson Thal, the 30% owner of the Toronto Star. So
wow.
Nelson Thal was also known as Lenny Bloom, and I ran stories about him that he had been charged with possession of an arsenal of 35 sniper rifles and hashish. So he managed to plead guilty to having a pump action shotgun under his bed, but so he got away with it. When you're the largest newspaper in Canada, largest daily in Canada.
Now he was partial owner of the.
You can get away with these things. His partner. Was on radio with him, and she came and told me that he was hard to stay awake on radio at 3 o'clock in the morning, so he'd pull out his puffer loaded with cocaine, and then he's good to stay awake for 24 hours.
Wow.
Another time, this Lenny Boom. Another time. Working with the for Israel, he acted on the radio. If you remember Vanunu in Israel, who ratted out
what they had in the way of nuclear,
they let him out at one point. So, but with very very. Stipulated very strong probation rules. So guess what? Nelson Thal, to get the guy back in jail, Nelson Thal, he wasn't supposed to talk to any reporters. So Nelson Thal got him on the radio, and Vanunu came up with all kinds of stuff again. So guess what? Vanunu got knocked back into jailhouse.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so that's how they. Well, I know they also used a woman to.
The honey.
That was the initial capture.
To get him in the first place, this time Nelson comes out with this, and he ended up Vanunu ended up back in a jailhouse. So wow. These are manipulations that go on. I don't know, you got a family program here. I also ran the story on the front page that his pimps.
We are going to a break just momentarily.
Sure. Believe it. Sure.
I don't. Well, it's not really a fan. You know, we don't have 10-year-olds listening to the program. I don't think. So, but anyway, yeah, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break in 3 minutes.
Accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Alrighty, this is Deanna, and our guest today is Victor Fletcher. He runs the TorontoStreetNews.com. Lenny Bloom, is this the same guy that was a co-host with Sherman Skolnick?
Yes.
That ran the radio show Cloak and Dagger?
Yes. When he was on the program, they pulled him off because they actually got a Van Bulow, the external affairs minister for, or internal, I should say, interior minister in Germany, came out with the expose on 9/11 at the time. This is the year 2004. And right at Easter time, or Seder in the Jewish religion, they locked them up for 3 days.
Locked up
Nelson Thal, Lenny Bloom.
Okay.
And that's his real name is Nelson Thal, the 30% owner of the Toronto Star. So the same guy. So anyway, on the front page of the paper, no, they don't sue you for facts. So I ran this story. I'll tell you this story quick. So I ran about the drugs, the hashish, the cocaine in the puffer, all of these things. So I also ran the story about his pimp. His pimp complained about him because the hookers he was sending to him were no good for 2 or 3 days, because he was using them for anal sex. So I never got sued for that on the front page. And like issue after issue, I ran these things, but they don't sue you for that. They burn you out instead, apparently. So we have a big thing about the nuclear thing. The Zionist power. His father, Preston Thal, like the real name is Rosenthal. They changed it to Thal.
Okay. This is the father of.
Of Nelson Thal, Lenny Bloom, yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
He worked at Chalk River on nuclear research in Canada, where the uranium mines are. Now, at the end, his five pals escaped to the Soviet Union in 1945 because they were passing on information about nuclear research to Stalin at the time. And they also shipped uranium from the uranium mines there. That was all being smuggled to China. I mean, to Russia.
To Russia. Okay. That's the same
Soviet
thing,
Union.
Too, as people associated with the Manhattan Project were also doing the same, engaged in the same kind of stuff.
Well, Captain or Major Jordan, if you know that story, Major Jordan's diaries, that corroborated, I get this information, you don't know, always know whether to believe it or not, but it was corroborated by Major Jordan, who was in charge of U.S. Air Force, an airport, a military airport in wartime, and he was he noticed that all these things. Oh, we're going to go for a break now.
Yes. All right. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is very interesting, so don't leave us. Be right back.
Uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses.